Layer 814, FDR's Oval Office desk. Text reads, Franklin Roosevelt used this desk and chair in the White House Oval Office throughout the 12 years he served as President of the United States. At this historic desk, he signed the act creating the Tennessee Valley Authority, the declarations of war with Japan and Germany, the GI Bill, and other landmark laws. Here he also met with national and world leaders and presided over hundreds of press conferences. The desk was used previously by President Herbert Hoover. It was presented to Hoover by the Grand Rapids Furniture Manufacturers Association in 1930. When President Roosevelt took office, he kept the furnishings he inherited from his predecessor. The objects on the desk all belonged to FDR. They are arranged largely as they were at the time of his death. Items on the desk include an old black telephone that does not have number keys or a number dial, a desk calendar from 1945, several 1 to 3 inch statues of various animals, a silver water pitcher and glass, a small American flag about 6 inches long, and a typewritten schedule of meetings from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Also on the desk is a photo collage of FDR's 4 sons in their military uniforms. You'll now be automatically redirected back to wherever you left off in the base message.